Blog Talk Radio.
He is the last of his kind. All that remains of a once powerful nation. Some think he is a myth. Some believe he is the chosen one, who will bring balance to a world at war. And some will stop at nothing to destroy him.
During a natural disaster or an economic collapse, you have to ask yourself a question. Am I prepared? Do I have everything that I need to survive and to protect my family? In order to gather this information and have it ready and available so that you can prepare now, go to www.newdebtelimination.com. That's newdebtelimination.com. Call me, Tahaka Amanayel Bay. For more details, area code 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is vital for us to prepare ourselves for whatever happened. There are many people across the country that weren't prepared when the time came. Don't let that happen to you. Go to www.newdebtelimination.com. Contact me, Tahaka Amanayel Bay, 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Removing the burdens of debt gives us a freedom unmatched. Peace of mind is something that's very vital to our health. Not only do we want to concentrate on growing our own food and contributing to nutrition, but we also want to free our mind from the burden of stress. Stress is a killer. Go to www.newdebtelimination.com. Look at the items we have there. Before making any selections, you can give me a call. If you have problems with your student loan, if you got a situation with the Internal Revenue Service, mortgage, or whatever it is, go to newdebtelimination.com. Contact me, Tahaka Amanayel Bay, 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remove the burden of debt.
Welcome, Moors and Moors Talk Live.
Tell Automatic Slim to tell Razor Toting Jim, tell Butcher Knife Toting Nanny to tell Fast Talking Fanny. We gonna pitch a ball down to that Union Hall. We gonna romp and tromp till midnight.
Knock down all the windows. We're gonna kick down all the doors.
100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amana El Bay, and this evening we will be dealing with a very, very powerful subject, and that is the mechanics of restoring the so-called black family in America. This is a no-holds-barred broadcast, and tonight we're going to get it right. We're going to face this thing. We know what need to be done, and tonight we're going to say it. We're going to put it out there. You can take it or leave it. We'll be dealing with the following questions. What is the main problem with the family? What has happened to the man in this unit? What should be our first line of defense? What role should the woman play in this situation? What part should education play? What type of education should this unit have? What part should economics play? What about manhood and womanhood? We definitely got to deal with that. What type of system are we facing? All these things are going to be dealt with tonight. Our special guest, Dr. Aline Bay, will be with us. Brother Rico out of Virginia will be with us. And tonight, we will be pitching a wing bang doodle. And so make sure that you got your seatbelt on, hold your hat, because we're going to bring it out. Now, before we get started, let me tell you what my position is. Okay, as a man, this is the way it go with me. This is how it was delivered to me. For all the brothers out there that's listening to this broadcast, this is the way it goes. In order for you to make the transformation from boy to man, there's certain things that you're going to need to have in your mind. You're going to need to know this. You got to keep it. You got to have it in order. Number one, first you get the power. We'll give you a breakdown on that. The power is knowledge of self. That's step one. I don't care what you finna try to do. I don't care what you think you finna own. The first step is knowledge of self. Your story, your ancient culture, your ancient his story. That's step one. You don't just go get somebody else's story about who they said you were. No, you go to your ancestors, your writers, your publishers, about your story. You look at all of it. Now, most of us will think, well, when you say that, we were studying about slavery. They ain't got nothing to do with your ancient story. Your ancient story goes back thousands of years prior to ever being a slave debacle, a murder. prior to the murders, the greatness and magnificence of when you ruled and reigned this earth for thousands of years in peace and tranquility and was a blessing to the entire earth. That's where you start. That's the power. First you get the power. As a result of getting the power, then you get the money. Now, we all know there is no money in America, so we got to be talking about something else, and we're going to get to that tonight. First, you get the power, then you get the money, and third, here we go, number three, then you get the girl. You got it? One, two, three. You do not go get the girl to help you get the money. No, not when you're making the transformation from boy to man. You don't get the girl to tell the girl about what you finna do about nothing. By the time you get to her, you're supposed to have everything already set. The first thing that you got to do, brother, is you got to prove to yourself beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are qualified with your own self before you approach the girl. First you get the power, then you get the money, then you get the girl. One more time. First you get the power, then you get the money, then you get the girl. I hope you got that firmly fixed in your mind. That's the equation. The power encompasses everything about you, your ancient story. What kind of food should you be putting in the body? How should you go about your nutrition, your health? Because if you don't have your health and strength, you ain't got yourself nothing. You can have $1 million, but if you ain't got your health and your strength, you ain't got nothing. So by having the knowledge of self first, that includes your nutrition, includes your ancient story, include your good health and your strength. That's the power. That's number one right there. Number two, the money. How you gonna move things from one place to the other, go from one place to the other, and do anything without having the means to do so? If the United States of America filed Chapter 11 in a bankruptcy in 1933 and is currently operating in the same bankruptcy, and then later on in the 70s, a president of the United States, I think it was Ronald Reagan, and come along behind that and reiterated the same thing, and we had the gold seizure, all the real money taken away in 1933, there is no money. What we have is debt. We have a public side and we have a private side. So when we understand how to operate on both sides, you operate on the private or you can operate on the public. But once you understand how to do that, now you're able to function. You're moving toward freedom and manhood. You're able to move, make the transformation. We got a whole lot of brothers inside the United States, big, strong, masculine men. But they don't have this knowledge. They don't have knowledge of self. And they can't figure out why they're doing this, that, and the other. You cannot be respected inside the United States without a government. You got to have your own government. Okay. We're going to deal with all that tonight. But anyway, that's the equation as far as the men is concerned. Now, the sisters, we're going to deal with that too. And what I really would like to see this evening is I would love to have the sisters call in there. Call on in. Let me know what's on your mind. I can't tell no woman how to be a woman. I know how to recognize one when I see one, but and I can tell you some things, but I think a woman can do that better than a man. Now, when it comes to a man, well, I can deal with that. I can tell you how to hit it, refrain from hitting it. I can tell you how to hold it, how to fold it, and I can tell you when to run. I can do all that because I've experienced it all. However, when it comes to a man telling a woman how to be a woman, I think a woman is best off fit to do that. However, first you get the power, then you get the money, then you get the girl. A man proves to himself beyond any shadow of a doubt that he's qualified to take care of his own self. Then he sets his eyes toward his immediate surroundings, his community. After that, he looks at his city, then his state, then his nation, and then after he has done these things, he's now officially ready and qualified to step foot off the continent. And when he go, he got to have the girl. You want to have the girl. Okay, we're gonna deal with this. We're gonna open up the phone line. Area code 910. 910.
Greetings.
Greetings, brother. Who am I speaking to?
Dr. Aleem,
what's going on, my brother? Welcome.
Not much. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic, man. I'm glad you're in here, and we're ready to rock and roll on this subject. Now, we're dealing with the mechanics in putting the family back together. Now, I just started working on the brother. And so you care to give us some, because we got to work on the brothers, we got to work on the sisters. We got to get this thing. We get down in all the nuts and bolts and wiggle pins. I think they'll have it after this broadcast.
Right.
All right. Now, what's, in your opinion, how should this thing go, in your opinion?
Well, individually, I believe that, you know, based on the teachings of Prophet Obadiah Lee, in which that he showed us within the 101s, 102s, as well as the more toward the Quran Circle 7, how it's so important to have to conquer your lower nature, or your lower self, or what is also referred to as your lower mind, which is the reptilian brain, which is based on survival, which is based on fight or flight. We can utilize our basic instincts, which is our animalistic natures, for example, within the fields of martial arts or different other particular sciences as that, you know, dealing with self-defense. However, when it comes to utilizing your emotions and gauging your mental, apparatus, you know, more so your mind and its perception and views, then we're talking about different subjects, you know, altogether in a sense, because the emotions is something which that the woman has more of in compared to the man, and which they utilize is more of the mental. So since that is the case, we have to develop traditions, cultures based on that, which we have actually already had them, but we have to reinstitute them so that is more so in the form of a rite of passage, if we talk about individually. And, of course, as they turn of age, which means basically as they go through puberty, they can begin to start, going through these particular rites and, you know, ceremonies and getting an understanding of what, glimpses into the spirituality, you know, what that is for. You know, what is it for to communicate with your ancestors? What is it for to develop your internal powers? You know, what is it for, you know, that you breathe 25,920 times a day within a 24-hour span, but yet, you know, that's on the average. You know, what if you learn how to lower your breaths? Can you lengthen your life? You know, can you extend your life? You know, produce longevity? You know, these are just things in which that, you know, as you come into age, you know, we have to put together, you know, along with the rest of the curriculum in which that, of course, at a car age, which is, you know, being educated, which that actually means to draw from within, you know, as compared to us drawing from outside sources. So we have to get real education in that regard, but also dealing with the external educational system, we have to develop programs you know, after school programs, you know, as we once did, because a lot of that is being cut as far as in budgets around the country. You know, art programs are being cut as far as music also. So these programs are being cut. These things are no longer being taught in school. So we need to have something of that for the children as they come through the rites of passage also. And prior to that, but definitely after, or, you know, the rites of passage, so that they can understand the science of sound, you know, and different other things like that. So, you know, as we begin to branch out, we can start putting people in actual countering positions in which that we see what Dr. Neely Fuller and Dr. Francis Cross Russell speaks about, particularly within her book, The ISIS Papers, in which that they speak about the nine battlefronts. So we talk about we need people in the realm of religion, in which that can break down religion, do the analyzations, do the research, the studies, in order to see how true it is about this white Jesus coming down out of the sky to save us. You know, is that accurate? Were there actual, you know, Constantine with 319 bishops, one excommunicated area was excommunicated, 318 bishops that decided to put this symbol or this this particular image together called Serapis. You know, we're talking about labor, you know, how true of how many people is actually out of work or is homeless and developing some type of labor force, you know, in order to not just, you know, deal with us putting businesses together, which is necessary as we once did, such as Black Wall Street, but putting it in position it as having some type of security force in which that protects what we build as compared to those times when we did not. As we've seen also with MOVE, in which that got bombed in Philadelphia back in the 1980s, I think it was 1984. So, you know, when they bombed the whole block there. So we need, so that is the aspect of war. If you produce labor, you must have war, which is basically a form of self-defense, you know, for, you know, for what you produce and create, or intellectual properties must be protected. Then we see politics. You just don't have to go with the politics of the Democrats or the Republicans, or or as we say, democracy, you know, democracy, which means ruled by demons. You don't have to just go by that. You have, based on the Declaration of Rights and Conditions of People, you have the right to form your own political base and your own judicial systems. You know, that is something that we have to begin to start doing, and that leads to law. You know, we all must know the law. Matter of fact, the United States Supreme Court case states, in particular, that we are all presumed to know the law. Now, that means if we are presumed to know it, then that means we must know it. And the way in which that I know that the morals are coming with the law information, that is something in which that needs to be passed on to generation to generation. Because by knowing the law, we will not, by consent to these individuals that are attempting to strip us of our liberties and our rights, you know. And so, you know, as you continue on, you see the health issues in which that is taking place, land issues in which that is taking place, and how the land, you know, plays into the health. So, and these are the things in which that we need to be focused on, growing our foods, greenhouses, aquaponics, hydroponics, you know, fish farms if necessary, chicken ranches if necessary, you know, collecting the eggs. So doing whatever we need to do in order to survive as a people, and also to make industry, a factory, you know, monies, you know, doing the same things in which that our counterpart does, you know, but doing it for our people in particular, you know. So that's what we're looking at, is those particular so-called nine battlefronts. Of course, you have sex in which that is part of that. So we must know biology, genetics, quantum physics, physics. He must know these particular sciences, chemistry. We must know mathematics. You know, in order to, you know, adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing, algebra, you know, trigonometry, geometry, calculus. You must know these various parts or sciences, you know, in order to build and calculate and begin to start having engineers, you know, chemical engineers, you know, all types of building energy engineers, whatever we need. You know, we need that, whether it's plumbing, electrical, electrician, as we say, or whatever the case is. All that becomes part of that labor force, as well as also, you know, that politics, you know, as well as that economics. You know, that's one of the other ones is economics. You know, so all of that ties together. You know, so that's what I think that we need to start focusing on once we get ourselves right individually. You know, developing rites of passage programs. That way the children will know the science between masculine and feminine forces, electromagnetism, you know, and, you know, the proper way to go as far as our relationships, because they should be given some type of relationship guidance, you know, and I think another thing in which that would help our children would be giving them numerology charts and astrological charts, or what's called cosmology charts, because that would give them an aspect of who they are and their strengths and their weaknesses. And that should be going over with them and the parents. Parents should go over that with them and showing them exactly, you know, what, you know, their weaknesses are and how to capitalize, you know, on them and turn their weaknesses into strengths, you know, and, you know, how to, I mean, most charts, they tell you your career, you know, the path and the things that you will be good at, you know, whether it's being a journalist or writer or author or, you know, or speaker or teacher or whatever the case is. Normally it's in there, you know, so this gives the children that something to focus on as far as being able to move, you know, once they come of age, you know, going through puberty, you know, that's the time when they want to know about self. And if the parents are there in order to teach them this properly, then their whole ideas of what is going on in the world will begin to start changing, you know, because look at the way that this Moorish Renaissance is changing, you know, the mindsets of hundreds, thousands, millions of people around the world, you know, and, you know, and this goes back to what Prophet Noble Jalali prophesied in the sense that in the oral traditions and statements where we said that, you know, in the year 2000, the Moors were coming to their own. Sure enough, by 2000, this information was going viral. You know, the internet was there from 1998, you know, going into the 2000s, and that became the major, you know, apparatus in which that was used in order to get this message out. And, I mean, and it's going viral. I mean, it's going crazy. It's everywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to agree with you 100%, brother. You are exactly right. I appreciate that breakdown. I think what has to take place is, just like you say, an individual effort. And this is what I try to stress over and over and over again. You got to do something. As a man and as a woman, when you realize that you were born in this life, and that's just you. Now, you have your whole life before you. Your children are born, they have their whole life before you. They're looking to their parents for guidance, protection, business, education, food, water, everything. They look mom and daddy to do that. Now, in my opinion, I think mom and daddy, first of all, going to need to be qualified to do that. And if a man finds out that his woman is pregnant and she's going to be bringing a child in his life, he doesn't have time for his homeboys. It's time for him to get down to business. He got to go to work.
He's got to make preparations, and he's got to, because he is bringing his future. He's bringing the future into this life, so therefore he has to be equipped. So what I try to do from every conceivable angle, I'm only one man, and I live the same life that I preach. And it's wonderful. And I am so thankful to the Creator that he made me a so-called black man. Sometimes I'm so thankful that sometimes I kiss my own self. That's how thankful I am. And I thank him over and over. I get down on my knees and I thank him for such a magnificent honor bestowed upon me. Of all people on the earth, you chose me to be a God, and I thank you. Anyway, brother, when it comes to the educational aspect, and just like you mentioned, Dr. Francis Cress Welsing and Dr. Neely Fuller, in her book, Francis Cress Welsing, she told us what we are facing and what we are victimized by and what's going on in the whole ball of wax. We're dealing with somebody else's system of economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Now, these are the 9 points of the system that they are calling a white supremacy system. But, however, there is no white people on the planet, or no black people, because all people on the planet have a nationality, and all nationalities are associated with landmass. So when you tell me something about white people, you have to be talking about the Caucasoid races that came from the Caucasoid area. And in this case, the landmass over near the Caucasoid Mountains, the actual area which was a natural penitentiary, and you've got the caves and stuff out. You know, we see a lot of illustrations of the caveman and all this right here, but there's no record in our ancient story where we were ever in a cave. That doesn't apply to us. I've seen a gentleman that come on TV a long time ago, and when I first got cable, I had the cable cut on for the first time, and I just sat there, and I was watching it, and I turned to the station where a Caucasian gentleman began to bring up all the different cavemen, the Piltdown man, the Neanderthal man, and one by one, he dissected each and every one of them and proved beyond any shadow of a doubt that all the information that had been given to us about these particular cavemen was a lie. And it was incredible, man. I've never seen it, and I don't know that guy's name, and I wish that I could have recorded that so that the world could see that. But this was the most amazing display of truth being revealed that I had ever seen in my life. When he got down to the one about the Piltdown man of England, he told the story about how they took a skull and buried it in the side of a ditch and let it stay down there for a long time. So and when he dug it back up and then told the story about they found this ancient skull, he said that was a lie. It is amazing how we loan our brains over to invalid information, and we don't understand that the television is not to entertain us, it is to control us. Because every time you cut it on, the subliminal messages that you cannot see with the naked eye that's being picked up by the brain, sound and video, or picture, is being recorded by the brain. And there are hidden messages that keep you separated from your people, that keeps you uneducated, that keeps you in a slave mode. It's designed that way. But when you cut that thing off and you get down into your books, it's written by the authors that look just like you. Brothers like George G.M. James, that wrote the book Stolen Legacy, African People and European Holidays, a Mental Genocide by Ishigamu Barashango, African Genesis by Barashango, Everything by John Henry Cock, The Compensatory Code by Neely Fuller, The Isis Papers by Francis Cress Wilson, and the list goes on and on and on. When you get these truths under your belt, now you are officially ready to hold a conversation. If I'm sitting to a table with a man that doesn't look like me, he can only speak to me from his perception of reality. But if you have no knowledge of self, then you cannot communicate with that man. And if you have accepted his perception of reality, you can only communicate from his position. But when you got knowledge of self, now you're talking to each other, even though you speak in the same language, you're talking about the same subject, but you can officially talk from two different worldviews. And that's the way it's supposed to be. What do you think, brother?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I absolutely agree.
And I found it to be true, man. But we got a very,
yeah,
very serious problem here with the brothers and sisters in the family unit. The first
right.
thing we're going to have to do is we have to work out our differences. We're going to have to communicate with one another. We got to get together. We got to have some strength, have some power, and together we can do some things.
Right.
And we got to
Yeah, I was going to say, this is what I definitely recommend, is that in order to cut down on the egos, because that's the reason why we can't unify, because everybody want to be the head chief, what we can do is actually put together treaties in which that we bind together as far as through treaties, in which that would title various organizations together and send representatives from each organization and form a council, a think tank council, in which that would spearhead challenging and creating that battlefront that we need for those nine battlefronts that Dr. French Cousin and, you know, and Neely Fuller speaks about. You know, so I think that would be the best way in order to go about it as far as a solution, and without, you know, hurting people's feelings and having to battle through the ego, it would be best in order to do it through the treaties. And we would have to make each other responsible to the treaty in which that we sign and so forth and so on.
I absolutely agree with you 100%. That is an excellent idea. Establishing a treaty between you. You can agree that there's times when you may disagree, but if you got a contract where you have limits and whether you you get to the point where, okay, we may disagree on this and we may disagree on that, but we never want to get to the point where we have a total collapse of the family unit. The family unit is the basic unit of society in any country. It is the family unit that keeps the country together, man, woman, and child. And when you have this under attack, then you have a breakdown of the basic unit of society. And there's no telling what can happen when that takes place. As we have seen, we got thousands and thousands of brothers inside and filling the prisons. They got a system going where they're trying to, it appears to me, that they're trying to totally eradicate America of the so-called black male, period. And that's what I see. Now,
right.
You know, to me, I don't have the same type of thinking everybody else has. You can't shoot my son down in the street and then come and tell me you're going to do an investigation. You ain't going to have time. But my thing is a little bit different. You can tell me all you want about Jesus. Tell it to somebody else. Ain't got time. You're in the way. Now, the men inside the United States is going to have to man up. You got to be stop being scared to die. You have to develop skills to repay place fear. You got to get rid of that. You got to lose no fear. You got to get rid of that thing. You have a question. You got to argue. You got to get loud. You ain't got to go out threatening nobody. You ain't got to do none of that. If you have skills, special skills, then you don't have room for fear. You don't have any room for fear. We are being victimized because we are loaning our brain over to actually mechanical devices, electrical devices, television. We go in there and it seems to me that we try to do everything that we can to, we go from one mind occupied to another. We seem to be afraid to face our own selves. I went in a store earlier today, and a gentleman, an older gentleman, and his wife, they went for a basket to get one of the little baskets out before they go into the store. And I walked up pretty much right alongside him, and he had his wife with him. And he told me, he said, go ahead on, sir. You can go ahead on. I said, oh, no. I said, I can't go before you. I said, you the man. He said, why you say that? Why you think I'm the man? I said, you got a wife? Isn't that your wife right there? Oh, yeah, that's my wife. I said, she got a real hair on her head. I said, go ahead, soldier. I'm behind you. So he said, okay, brother, all right. And so they both walked in the store, both of them had their head held high. So you go on head on. I'm right behind you. So we got to start thinking and guarding our brain and protecting it and nurturing it and putting the right stuff in instead of loaning it to someone else to program us about things. Because this thing is loaded with poison, and it poisons the mind. It keeps you separated. There are words on the screen that you cannot see with the naked eye that's being picked up by the brain and being recorded in the brain, and we walk around, we don't know what's happening. What's going on? Why I feel this way? Why am I doing the things I'm doing? Because you have not taken control of your brain. You've loaned it to somebody else. You don't know anything about your spiritual side. You haven't done any research. You haven't looked up any words. You thought that when you got out of school from what you thought you were getting an education, but you failed to realize that your enemies cannot afford to educate you. You were given a whole lot of information, but you never educated, because if you were educated and you had proper knowledge, then the first thing that you were supposed to be taught when you went to school is who you are, who your ancient ancestors were, and the greatness, power, and magnificence, and all the glory. We can't give you that. We can't let you know that, because if we do that, then we won't be able to touch you. We say something you don't like, you knock us out. And you're right. So, for those who thought they were getting an education, you don't get an education until you learn about your own self. But Dr. Aleem, as far as the family structure is concerned, what is the spiritual side of that family structure?
Right. Well, it's still, you know, for a family that, you know, that prays together, stays together. What that means is that through some type of positive decree, affirmations, or either prayers, you know, such as raising up the Kotelini, just like you do within making salats or whatever the case is. There has to be some type of ritual which that the family does together, whether it's just eating together, sitting down, talking, watching some type of conscious movie or whatever the case is, something in which that, you know, they can do together throughout the day. You know, okay. So, you know, we definitely recommend that, you know.
What about the esoteric side?
Right, well, you know, that, of course, you know, comes, you know, to study. I think that also a family should, you know, study together, that the parents should read to the children and not, you know, nursery rhymes and not, you know, Mary Had a White Lamb, you know, you know, or Cinderella losing her slipper or whatever the case is, you know. It needs to be something in which that is dealing with their heritage and culture beyond civil rights movement and slavery, something in which that takes them back to, you know, greatness, such as Timbuktu, you know, ancient Kemet, you know, Sumeria, or whatever the case is, somewhere in which that takes them back to ancient times in which that we've been dealing with esoteric information, you know, you know, whether it's learning the science of crystals, learning what they do, their properties, the colors, what that stands for, learning about organ energy or organites, you know, learning about magnets, you know, in which that deals with magnetism as well as also electromagnetism, electricity. So all these things are interrelated, you know, in which that we need to be definitely doing as a family, you know.
Okay. I had a gentleman to my home this morning. He's a new neighbor, just moved in the neighborhood, and I invited him over to the gym because I opened up my gym at 8 o'clock in the morning and stay open until 10. And this morning I was out there by myself and got a good little vigorous workout and stuff. And he came over. And we sit down and we had a real good conversation. And we juiced up some pumpkin seeds, some alfalfa, some raw spinach. What else we put in there? Sunflower seeds, spring water. Let's see. What else was down in there? A pile of stuff down in there. Anyway, oh, yeah, and Brussels sprouts. And we churned it up, and we drunk it down. And so what I was trying to explain to him was that a man has to interact with his community and get to know his neighbor, and his neighbors get to know him. And that lends to the structure of the family unit. If you got a woman in that area, she may have children and no husband. So if you got men in that area, they're going to have to be some guides. And watch them, talk to them, communicate with them. I got out there yesterday and with my old butt, and me and some jitterbugs were playing basketball. They shot my eyes out, but I was hanging in there.
Right.
And they told me, said, "Pop, we so appreciate you coming out here." I said, "Well, ain't that to a son." I said, "I'm going to go and put some liniment on." I said, y'all put it on the old man's leg. Well, them little boys, you talk about somebody can run and jump and run. I said, "Good Lord, I miss him. I done jumped in the midst of some grasshoppers." But we were, we were rolling. And then mama come out there and stood up and leaned in the door and was watching me. And I was working with them and teaching them as we go along. And they still shoot my eyes out. But I was but we have to do this. We have to get out there and interact with the children. And we have to have full knowledge of the system and what's going on around us and what we are facing. We're facing this thing. And, I mean, this the attack that's coming against us, this thing is real. And these people ain't paying because we represent genetic annihilation just through regular procreation. We don't have to shoot nobody. All we got to do is just love one another. That's a threat. And we have to understand that. But we're going to have mommy and daddy and children. Everybody got to be on the same page. You know, everybody got to be thinking, alert, and loving one another, and stop loaning that brain over to somebody else to be controlled. You got to bring some control over there. So when they come your way, they'll be like back in the day with my granddaddy. The police come by, and they're like, oh, no, don't go over there. Don't go nowhere near him. Them people over there, they don't think like nobody around him. You mess with them, you open up a hornet's nest. But anyway, that's my take on that. As far as the economics is concerned, in order for you to think properly and use the natural talents that you were born with, because all of us were born with natural talents, we're going to have to relieve ourselves of the burden of debt. You got to get the brick off your shoulder. And when you remove these stones from you, then you feel a little lighter. You can think. You can plan. You begin to dream again and do all kind of stuff. You actually get on with the business of living once you remove the tentacles of debt. And it, you mentioned law earlier. That was taken out of the school system. So we don't have that in there anymore. So you need to start to learn that. I had a guy call me this morning, and he seen a photograph with the plates that I put on the vehicle and the book in the hand of my hand. That was one nothing but a sheet of paper that I had laminated and put it back there. And I told the sheriff that I was going to be exercising my freedom of right to travel, and I need for him to please provide proof of claim that these all of these Supreme Court rulings in these cases that I'm putting in there, I need you to tell me whether or not they were liars. And, of course, he couldn't do that, so he gave his men orders to not stop me on the road, and I was able to do that because you have a right to travel, but we're under the impression that we need a driver's license. The only person who needs a driver's license is somebody being paid to drive. So when you learn the law, you're able to use the law to your advantage. You know, you don't. The only person that pay property taxes on their property is somebody that's running a business in their property. If you ain't not running a business in your house, then you shouldn't be paying property taxes. So we learn these things. Your mortgage is illegal. The student loan is illegal. You can't have no law in America if it ain't no money. But we haven't understood that. But anyway, when we learn these things, then we are able to deal with these things. You got to learn that. And so that's what I concentrate on, removing the burden of debt from the people and teaching them where they need to go and the information they need to start putting in the brain, which will give them the power and the strength to do what they need to do.
Right.
So what I'm looking for now, and I've already stated this at the outset when I first opened up the broadcast, I'm looking for some of the sisters to chime on in with us and so that they can tell us about that woman and what it's going to take for that woman. Now, I didn't only I can recognize one when I see one, but there are a lot of them out there that don't know, but they're missing information too. And when they get this information, then they can act on it. And you got a lot of sisters that will act on it. They will. You know, they out there, they be knowing, and they will do some things. So I'm encouraging the sisters, if you're out there, go ahead and call on into the broadcast. But what I want to do right now, Dr. Aleem, I'm going to take a little quick break, and when we come back, then we can continue, okay?
All right. Yep.
All right, my brother, hold on. We'll be right back. Y'all hold on. for 1 second. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody. The Hawker Archives Master Library is up and running again. For those of you who have gotten a hold of Tahaka's Archive Master Library, go ahead and either give me a call or forward me your donation ticket back to tahaka53@hotmail.com, and we'll get that thing to you. Also, for those of you who have not accessed this powerful library, go to www.newdebtelimination.com. That's www.newdebtelimination.com. Click on the donation page up top and you'll see a complete listing of the packages and stuff that we offer. And of course, Talk Archive Master Library is now officially listed and we're back up and running. Okay? Peace. Freeing up capital to make investments may not be as hard as you think. For those of you who have Facebook accounts, send me a friend request over there on Facebook and LinkedIn to Tahaka Amana L. Bay. That's T-A-R-H-A-K-A. Amana is A-M-A-A-N-A and then E-L and, of course, B-E-Y. And you'll be able to see the actual documents clearly showing you how I was able to cancel my mortgage and property taxes contracts, and that way I have freed up capital for investments. To get the apparatus to do this with, go to www.newdebtelimination.com. That's www.newdebtelimination.com. It's not as hard as you think. Send a friend request on Facebook and I'll grant that request so you can actually see the documents for yourself. Peace. Okay, everybody, we've just launched our new website. It's www.newdebtelimination.com. That's newdebtelimination.com. You can click on the navigational links up top. There's the home link, the services link, the donation page link is there as well. When you get ready to own your own business, for those of you who own your own business or want to own your own business, there's a link available up top for that. Also, all of the previous audios that we've done on our wealth building classes, so click on the wealth building class link for all your previous audio. You can go in anytime you get ready. And as we go along, we'll add our new audio plugs under that title, the wealth building class link. Okay, www.newdebtelimination.com. Well, just what is it that New Debt Elimination do? What are they all about? Well, to get all the information on New Debt Elimination, go to www.newdebtelimination.net. That's newdebtelimination.net. Learn all about what we do right there. All the information in regard to us and what we do involving our natural food production, growing organic food and herbs and spices, and teaching of contract law, and many other things are described for you in detail at www.newdebtelimination.net.
Got money, you got plenty to show, and that's funny, cause I've seen it before. You wanna hold my hand, you wanna hold my dough, you got love for sale, I don't need it, I don't need it, I don't need it, I don't need it. Any money and more, had a minute, it was a long time ago. You wanna spend my time, you wanna spend my dough. You got love for sale, I don't need it, I don't need it.
like a glass of hot water in the desert, baby. Like a snow machine on the North Pole, sure.
Tomorrow, we got our event coming up in the ATL. That's Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be at Tomray Hartora, which is located at 1386 Ralph Abernathy, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. That is tomorrow. That's Sunday, April the 27th, and it starts at 4 p.m. It's $10 admission. Call 404-396-3429. That's 404-396-3429. And then we have our event coming up July the 21st and 22nd. That's Saturday and Sunday, in which that we're going to be doing initiations into the Indigenous Cosmic Golden Ray Order of Melchizedek, or Melchizedek, in which that we're dealing with actually the Osarian Mystery School. All right, so we will have that. And you can give us a call at 910-364-9099. That's 910-364-9099. And, of course, we have the Juneteenth celebration coming up. Also, during that same week, it's going to be the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Particularly the 19th and 20th of the Juneteenth celebration, in which that, the 18th and 19th, it will be that, the Juneteenth celebration, in which that the Empress, she just passed April the 19th. And so this is giving, you know, our helping hand, and we're going to celebrate, you know, with the Washita. D-Doug Demunya, Empire Washita, D-Doug Demunya. You can go to the website, www.empirewashita.org, in which that you can get more information. So those are the events which that we have coming up. And then also we have our online classes, in which that we do deal with the energy modality, healing systems, Reiki, Pranic Healing, Qigong, Tai Chi, Tantra Kriya Yoga, Kundalini Yoga, Cosmic Sounds of Healing, Cobra Breath, all of these particular sciences you get a chance to know about, and also possibly to sit under Grandmaster Sun Yat of Saraswati, my teacher, all right? Of course, you only take advanced students, so we had to go out in order to even get the people to the level that he would even take them. So we're going to be dealing with those classes every Sunday and Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then for those who are interested, it will have to be so through email, and y'all can actually read more up about the Ikwim or Indigenous Cosmic Glory Order by going to www.draalimelbey.com. That's DRAALIMELBEY.com. So draalimelbey.com. Go to the website and check us out.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something, because I went over to your website, and I got to make sure I got this right. Now, do you host a Blog Talk radio show during the morning hours sometime? Or what is that? Or were you on somebody else's show?
No. We also have our Wednesday shows at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday. Y'all can hear myself. Our radio show is called the First World Order Radio, and that's named after my book, in which that is called the First World Order, in which that we go into in-depth indigenous information and tie that information in on us leaving, you know, throughout the diaspora of Africa into the various other areas around the world, and how we set up civilizations on the seven continents, in which that based on archaeology and anthropology, it has been proven that you can walk the whole seven continents and travel the whole seven seas, and what you always end up finding is us and our relics.
Okay, so that's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Now, I host a wealth building class at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for those of you who want to be on the wealth building class, if you want to go over there to Dr. Aleem Bey's radio broadcast, you can do that too. I didn't know that was there. So that's available to us. We need everything that we can get out here on the front line and get this thing going on. Now, the books, you mentioned the books. What are the titles of the books, and how can we get a hold to the books?
Right. Still go to the website. You can go to where it states section, Aleem Bey, or either the Cultural Freedom Books section on our website, www.draalimelbey.com. And you can find the click there, donation button there for those who are interested in getting the book, First Water. So please check us out.
Okay. And now you... Do you have other items to offer besides the events that you guys do in the book?
Oh, yes. We have oils, candles, incense, books, videos, conscious videos, as well as all my DVDs, which is about 300 of them, as well as also, it's so much stuff. Jewelry, my wife makes. Organized. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. All right. And we can find that at the same website.
Right. Everything is on the website. Sure is.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, this is where I want to get to now. Because what we are talking about now, in my opinion, is the most serious subject that we can ever discuss as people of our men, is the restoration and the containment and the repairing and the keeping of the so-called black family, which is the basic unit of society. So, but before I go on, I want to open up the phone lines And those of you who have questions for my guest, Dr. Arlene Bates, you can raise your hand, and we will open up the line so that you can speak to him, and he can talk to you. Now, here's my question to you. The astrological aspect, how should we approach that as a family? How should that go?
Right. Well, right now we have, being that there's a new sign which that have come in between Scorpio and Sagittarius, it's called Officius, which is actually the image of Imhotep from the third dynasty under Zoser. He's defined by the prime minister. He was also known as the first and the greatest, physician, medical physician. He did brain surgeries and various operations, eye operations, and different other things like that. It's recorded. That constellation is coming in between Sagittarius and Scorpio. And Officius means the serpent wrestler. We know that was the symbol of Imhotep, which was the caduceus, which is the same symbol that's on the hospitals and on the ambulances. So it's that those with the serpents coming up the pole. It's funny how, people who believe in the, negative symbolism of that, but then don't never question those symbols that's on the hospital, or on the ambulance. It was that symbolism is actually there. That's how we see it, in that regard.
Well, now, what, in your opinion, what do you think that we should really start concentrating on in regards to strengthening the family structure today? What do you think our first line in arranging our priorities properly, what do you think that we need to be start doing? Number one
is communication. That's what can hold the family structure together, is being able to express each one's ideas, feelings, experiences, openly, not feeling like they've been tied down or having, or not being able to say what, not being able to express themselves or whatever the case is. So communication is number one that we need to master, within the family structure.
All right, now, hold on a moment. I got a caller with his hand raised. Let me open up this line here. Area code 862. Tell us who you are.
Peace to the gods.
Peace.
How you doing, guys?
This is Hadassah from the chat room.
Okay, Susan, what's on your mind? Talk to us.
I'm looking at the 9 points, and I could just go on and on. I definitely don't want to take up all your time, but I do believe that a lot of our families are dealing with, economical pressures that are, I would want to say it affects the people in our community exponentially, because we're at the tail end of the income brackets anyway. So I would like to know specifically what information you could provide me that will help me with understanding the student loan situation and even the mortgage. I think the banks are really taking people in our community for a ride to nowhere, and it's making families fall off the cliff.
Okay. Dr. Lima, I'll take this one. Now,
right.
The first thing that you have to understand is this. This is the bottom line. This is, if you can get, it's sort of like understanding the quilt before you put it on the bed. First of all, the United States of America filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and they're still operating currently in this bankruptcy. They also had the gold seizure of 1933, so it made it illegal for you to have gold and to turn into gold to help with the war effort and made it illegal for you to have that. Then they reiterated that in the 70s to come back and made it, reminded you that it's illegal. Okay, so if there is no money and the mortgage company, the people that you're going to buy your house from, they came to you to what's called a signing. And you all sit down together, and what they were supposed to do is give you the entire packet and tell you to take this to a qualified law expert, a lawyer or an attorney, to go over this and make sure everything is right before you sign this document. But they didn't do that. When it came to the signing, they just gave you paper after paper after paper. You started putting your signature on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not give you full disclosure. They didn't give you time to understand anything. They just kept shoving documents to you for you to sign them. Now, you put your signature on it because you're under the impression that these people care something about you, they're righteous, they're doing the right thing, but we fail to realize that people are interested in you only to the extent of what you can do to help them, totally overlooking the fact that you are interested in them to the extent of what they can do to help you. Now, that's cold blooded, but that's what happened. Now, they told you that the bank was going to give you a loan. They gave you a few documents and told you to take it to the bank. When you got to the bank person came and sat down with you, and they gave you some more documents to fill out. You filled that out, and when you left the bank, you didn't have any money.
Right.
They didn't give you any money.
Right.
And when you brought that back to the people that gave you the documents to sign, they told you to say, well, congratulations. Enjoy your home. And you don't have to worry about paying a mortgage until a couple of months from now. But your question should have been, what mortgage? I gave you my signature. House Joint Resolution 192 is already in place. The house is paid for. What do you mean? But they have given you what's called a servicing agreement where you have signed it and agreed for them to give you a mortgage. The house paid for. And then the bank turn around and sell your mortgage to somebody else. And then the next person take it and sell it to somebody else. So they make it thousands and thousands of dollars, but they still got you stuck like Chuck paying a mortgage that has already been paid for. So what we have to do is we have to turn it around. We have to give them the rules and regulations and the truth and the law. And what we need them to do is provide us with proof of claim that this information that I'm giving you is a lie. And if you can't, then you need to tear that contract up, or else I'm going to tear you up. One of the two. So if there is no money in America, there can be no law. You can take any dollar bill you got. I don't care if it's a $1 bill or a $100 bill. And really, it's a common sense situation. You can take a $1 bill and put it on a scale. And then you can take a $100 bill and put it on the other side of that scale. They both weigh the same. So both of them is garbage. You don't see the word money on none of that nowhere. So the alarm bells go off right there in our brain. If you are telling me and you constantly saying money, if you had $500 in your pocket and somebody rob you for those $500 and you call the police, as soon as the police arrive, the first thing you should tell them is, excuse me, officer, somebody have just relieved me of the burden of 500 pieces of debt. That's what you should be telling them. You shouldn't be telling them nothing about somebody stole your money. Because you had that in the first place. So if we learn how to operate in the private, and you, because they took this information out of school. So when you learn this, then you are able to piece by piece remove the tentacles of this octopus from you, and you can enjoy life, and you can get on with the business of living, and you can go ahead and use your natural talents that you have to survive. But you got to remove the burden of debt, and it comes with understanding the blanket before you put the blanket on the bed. I hope
okay.
that answers your question.
Like you said, it's the quilts. So I know it's coming to me in pieces. Like, you know, I listen to the show and I take notes, and then I'll go, and I'm now looking at the UCC, and, you know, same as with another show, comparing the difference between the Article One court versus the Article Three courts and all of that. We've just been, you know, I guess brainwashed throughout our lives in regards to money and how to use it, the utilization of money. And then now we're getting to a place now where the new information is that there really is no money, which when you look at it, it does make sense. But how do you go about your day-to-day without this, the paper?
Well, once you get the
biggest dilemma right now is student loans. I mean, mortgage is one, but I'm still making my payments. Student loans are the same garbage.
Same garbage. They ain't give you no loan. They ain't give you nothing. They ain't gonna give you nothing. They can't give you nothing. They ain't got nothing. America ain't got nothing.
So what you're saying is use the whole threat of credit or lack of credit to immobilize us or paralyze us?
No, that's what they're doing to us. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is first of all, you're going to need knowledge about what's going
okay.
on. And then you're going to need tools. Just like if you are going to, say you're going to grow a garden, and you got it all
okay.
figured out in your head, but you're going to need a hoe, you're going to need a rake, you're going to need water, you're going to need seeds, and you're going to need the tools to get the job done. And so what we have devised is the tools, and what we do is we walk along with you until you can clearly understand the quilt and the blanket. Once you understand that and you got the tools in your possession, now you're ready to go to work. You ain't forcing nobody to do nothing. You ain't fighting against nobody. You can just go along asking questions. That's all I did. I was asking questions. Even when I was exercising my freedom of right to travel, I needed the sheriff to, and I'm just asking them a question. I need you to tell me which one of these Supreme Court justices out of all 13 of these case laws that I just gave you is a liar. And please respond in a certain little of time on the affidavit. He didn't do that. He ran and got a lawyer. And then the lawyer done hyped him up, took his money, and then they come write me. So I took them and sent them the same thing, politely tucked them under the bus, and they all decided that we need to leave him alone. I don't care if he's speeding. Act like you don't see it. If he run a stop sign, what stop sign are you talking about? We ain't seen nothing. So that's where you had to deal with him. Now, the student loan is the same thing. They told you they're going to give you a loan to go to school. And the next thing they did, they give you these classes to go to and tell you congratulations. And then after you go through the miseducation and get through with it,
mm-hmm.
then they owe X amount of dollars for the loan. Your question would be, what loan? Where that? You gave me nothing. Then they go to the garnishment of wages, and they do all kind of stuff because we don't know law. We don't know equity. We haven't, and they're speaking a whole other language, by the way. It's called legalese. We don't know how
mm-hmm.
to speak the language. They got the court set up and all this right here. And all of these people, all you got to do is tell you what you do. Go downtown in your city. Stop at the corner and look at all the buildings in your city. And just remember one thing, 99% of all the people in there ain't doing a cotton picking thing. Nothing.
Yeah, I work in the system. I'm a school teacher, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it's so sad. It truly, truly is.
See, if you're working on a job inside the United States of America, and if you've been working 15 years, you have yet to get paid. You're doing the real work, which is human energy. You're doing your part. You gave them the real pay. But at the end of the week, they give you what? A piece of paper called a check. Take that check, go to the bank, and say, look, I need y'all to cash this, but this is different. I don't want you to give me no more debt. I want you to cash this and give me real money, silver and gold. They would say, well, excuse me, man, let me go get the manager. And the manager want to bring you over in the room and sit down and try to explain to you some BS, but after it's all over with it, you keep pressing, he's going to tell you, oh, ma'am, look, we ain't got no money. All we got is debt notes. This is all we can do. Ain't no money in here. We ain't got no money. The only real money that was exchanged on your job is when you did the work. That's a lawsuit right there. But anyway, go to nuclearelimination.com, and when you get over there, after the broadcast, call me tomorrow. We'll deal with all that.
I sure will, and I appreciate the dialogue and the information. I really do. You were saying something about the astrology. Are you able to elaborate on what you were saying earlier? I really didn't understand at first.
Okay, Dr. Lim, you want to go over that for the sister again?
Yeah, we were saying that would have to be part of the rites of passage program for the children as they come of age, around 13 years old or so, as they go through or begin puberty. You would want to add in numerology, in which that would be dealing with their name.
I have a son that's 15, and he's about to be 16 in May, and I'm just to understand him. I think as a mother, I want to nurture him in the right way without being overbearing, but I also want to protect him from all the vices that's going on around us. So I'm really trying to understand the true nature of him at the same time and be able to relate with him effectively, because that is my role in the home. I mean, both my husband and I work outside the home, and just by the nature of our jobs, when it comes to his waking time or getting him from point A to point B, I'm usually the person who's handling those responsibilities. So regardless of what, I have to be able to relate to him. I just want to be able to do it in the right way without, adding additional things to his psyche that would be detrimental down the road. Because I'm walking on a thin line with him right now. So that's why I'm asking, if you could offer any suggestions or, insight in that.
Right. And you said the father is in the home, but he works out the home.
Yeah, my husband and I, we work like tag team. I come in, he goes out, he rotates a shift.
Right.
So, it's like my mother took care of the home and my father worked. We're fortunate that we have, he has a two-parent household, and, this kid is just different from the other two brothers.
Right.
I don't know if it's the time that he's being raised. I'm just trying to find the right way to be able to communicate with him without being overbearing.
Right. That goes back to what I was saying about the chart. You will definitely, being a mother, dealing with a cosmology or astrological chart, you just need, his birth time, the place he was born, as well as also the time. Well, the birth time and the day, as well as also, the place, time, and the day. So that's what you would definitely need. In order to find out, what's going on with him as far as, his next moves to make. 16, 18 coming up real soon. So you would definitely want to see how that, you know, correlates, you know. And also, you know, the father probably would have to definitely pick up more time as far as being able to, you know, speak with him in order to, you know, help set some things, you know, straight, questions or which that he may have, you know, relationship issues, because that's what normally they're going through at that age, 16. It becomes, you know, probably some of the most important things at that age is the relationship, you know, friendship, you know, so there's a lot of peer pressure. And of course, I mean, and just dealing with that, you know, just being open, you know, telling him, you know, whenever he wanted to talk or, you know, just come to you, you know, don't feel, you know, afraid or ashamed or, you know, uncomfortable about it. You know, that's just something in which that has to be done.
I think because I work with children and I'm around different children, I'm more the communicator in the household. I mean, don't get me wrong, because what you're telling me what the father needs to do, trust me, I have told him the same thing as well. The difference is my husband wasn't raised in this country. He doesn't really relate to he doesn't relate to the society the way that I could relate to the society, because I was actually raised here. So I think that disconnect in terms of our total experience, it does create a different viewpoint. I mean, I understand the male bonding and, you know, the male influence part. Absolutely, that's paramount. I'm concerned with what I do at this point. If that makes sense.
Okay.
I want to be able to handle the situation correctly.
Right.
More so than incorrect. You learn as you go with each child, and each child become a different challenge.
Right. And so, I mean, of course, like I said, I can only speak in general.
Okay.
You know, I don't know the specifics.
How do we go about getting this chart specifically? Do you have a specific site where I?
Yes, we have our site www.drlunelbay.com, and we would just need his name, you know, the date, the time, and
okay,
you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of your friends on Facebook as well, so
okay.
So I'll contact that way because I do have the information. Awesome show. Didn't mean to take up too much time. And I will be doing my homework and following up just to learn as much as possibly can. Because it wasn't until recently I found out that there really is no money. When you look at it, it sounds strange, but it's true.
Yeah. House Joint Resolution 192 verifies that. Franklin Delano Roosevelt took the money at that time off the gold standard. By 1972, Richard Nixon took it off the silver standard. So there is nothing back in the money as far as anything of substance. It is just fiat. A debt
mm-hmm.
note, you know, for a debt note, right? The IOU for IOU. I'm going to say we know for a promissory note. So that's really what it is.
So this is the reason why folks would say that they need to go back and revisit the Glass-Steagall Act and all of that?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, yeah, all right. They can go back and visit all that all they want, but if they don't see we
do anything about it.
The debt notes are actually not supposed to be put in the public. You're not supposed to go to the grocery store and exchange debt notes for groceries. You're not supposed to use them to buy a car. You're not supposed to use them to buy nothing. The only people you're supposed to exchange a debt note with is your next door neighbor or somebody you know, one of your friends, your girlfriends. Or your that's in the private. There's private and there's public. And when you carry that debt note and put it in the public, it fuels the deficit. Now, if you went to the store and you're going to buy a washing machine and dryer, instead of sitting there trying to get these people to understand and give them a history lesson and all of that, go ahead and give them some debt notes. Take you a, have them sign the receipt, and I have you a document drawn up where you'll be able to get their corporation identification number and attach a 1099 OID to it and send it to the Internal Revenue Service, let them know that it was your credit that paid for this, and the Internal Revenue Service will do their job, and that is to set off the debt, because you're letting them know that you were forced to put debt notes in the public. And, of course, they have to let the company know that they have to give you the debt notes back so they can be kept in the private. It's because it was your credit.
So when you said offset our debt, you're talking about offset our debt in, let me see if I get this right. Are you talking about offset it against what our information regarding our birth certificate?
Well, that's a whole nother self. We'll get to that in a minute, but we're talking about the fact that there is no money, and so what is supposed to happen is you got the private and the public. So you,
okay,
debt notes belong in the private, period, not in the public. But we live in a, see, we got beaten up. They didn't tell us. Well, actually, they did tell us. They put it up because by law they had to inform the American public. So what they did was they put it up in the post office, in an inconspicuous place in the post office. It was up to us to go to the post office and read it and understand it. Well,
okay,
half of us didn't get the newspaper, half of us couldn't afford the newspaper, and half of, a lot of us don't even know where the post office is at. We don't get no letters from nobody, so we don't go to the post office. But nevertheless, they followed the law, and they put it up and made it available to the American public. So all these years...
And what law is that?
That is the fact that the House Joint Resolution 192 is in place. You have the right to use your signature to set off debt. And you're not supposed to be putting any fiat currency into the public. If you look at the word note, it tells you right there, it's a Federal Reserve note. Look at the word note, and it tells you it's an agreement between two people. Okay, well, what two people? The Federal Reserve Bank, and at the bottom with the signature is the Secretary of the Treasury. That's between those two people. It doesn't have anything to do with you. I know this is unbelievable, but
no, but it interests to the point where you want to go back and read the original documents and really understand, like you say, the legalese and the true meaning of the words. So it's not just completely going over my head. I'm just trying to connect the dots. That's it, and understand the quilt.
All right. Well, once you start connecting the dots and really, really unraveling this little blanket, you, 9 times out of 10, you'll be, as you read along, you probably be cussing while you're reading. Because it's a mess.
It is a mess.
Your light bill and water bill, and number one is addressed to a fixture. And number two, if you look at the bottom of it, it's got routing numbers on it just like a check, because it is a check, and you're supposed to be cashing it. Well, you keep carrying it to the light bill place, give it a fiat, and they've been saying, thank you very much. We told you not to do it. We put it up in the post office, but you keep doing it. So appreciate it. Anyway,
so the only way
that
we would have... is if everybody get the information, and if everybody just stop doing it overnight.
Oh Lord, now you're talking about martial law, because we got to keep up with our slaves. We've been bamboozling them, hoodwinked, and shafted for the 75 years, and all of a sudden they woke up overnight. Lord have mercy, call the Russians, open up the prison camps. Oh Lord, bring Hawk down, start up a hurricane, earthquake, tornado, something. Cause we gotta do something. Cause these folks, they somebody going to hell. So they gonna get somebody. Anyway, that's where we at. Let me open up this other line, sister.
All right, then. Thank you so much for taking my call. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Area code 412.
How you doing, Brother Tarkus? It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. I'm just fine. Come on in, sister.
Hi, Dr. Bay. How are you?
Peace. How you doing tonight?
Good. I feel like the sister that just got off the phone, I'm learning all this information about debt, but I'm getting it in bits and pieces. And it's actually very frustrating because I want to move into one direction and do it all, you know, collectively and get to a place where I have those bricks of debt off my back. But it just seems like, and I don't want to dwell on this because I know this is a show about family, but it just seems like I'm getting it in bits and pieces. So do you have any suggestions where I could just go in a pattern to collectively gather the information?
Well, this situation is not that hard to understand. If you can grasp the main points of it, when it comes to operating on the private side, you're going to have to understand the rules and regulations of the game. You got your you got your consumer laws. You got the you got your legalese, the meanings behind the words and stuff, and you're able to operate fluidly when you have understanding of public in private. You see, everything is right there in our face. All the bills that come to our house, we got routing numbers on it. It's like a check. That's because it is. But we don't want a nickel and dime. There's a ton of things that you can do. You can collapse the birth bond, or you can arrange it where you can get the information out. All of that information is actually right there in my archives. And What I can do is I can just gather up that package and just send that over there to you so you can study through that. That'll give you more insight because what is happening is people are seeing this stuff. And
right.
It's so unbelievable that they are afraid to do anything about it.
No, I believe it. I've always, even as a child, felt like this is the bamboozlement. They're bamboozling us somehow. I just didn't know it. And interacting with you, I've been awakened to this nonsense. So even if I wanted to go back, I can't go back. It's not in my spirit to go back. So I would appreciate it if you can't go back.
But the thing is, you're gonna just have to learn how. See, it's one thing to know something, but it's another thing to actually act on what you know. Because I got brothers and sisters, they call me all the time. They constantly ask me about the exercise and the freedom of right to travel, and I'd be explaining to them, and I'd be telling them, I said, look, okay. I said, you told me that you've been studying this for 3 years. And in my opinion, that's 3 years too long. I said, you should have been done something. I'm going to do it as soon as I get the rest of it. I said, ain't no rest of it. You got it all. But I got to get out there. Yeah, you got to get out there on the pavement.
If
you know it and you believe it, you stand behind what you believe and you get out there on the pavement and put it out there. Exercise it. Use it. Because that's the only way that it's going to work for you. You're going to have to do it. Period. You're going to have to get out there and do it. If you're going to deal with your birth certificate, you got to do it. If you're going to operate on the private side, you have to do it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think it's more of a statement. I think you had played a excerpt a couple of weeks ago from Dr. Umar Jackson about polygamy, and he was saying that you know, it's something that we need to do, and brothers are doing it regardless if we commission it or not and participate. They're cheating and they're doing this and doing that. And since I've heard that, I've been thinking about that over and over again, and I find it kind of disheartening because even if someone decides to do that, if a brother's doing it without commission, then that shows the mental instability of that man. And if women are participating, they're immature as well mentally. So how can that be something that we as a community, you know, try to do when we, many of us, and you can see it in our family destruction all throughout our communities, many of us are not mature enough to handle that, and someone is going to be hurt by it. So whether we commission it or not, I just don't think that it's something that should be happening until we get some mental stability and maturity in our family. I even have a friend of mine, she's a female, and she says, well, I can have more than one husband. I can handle that. And I'm looking at her, she can't even handle the guy she's with. So I just don't understand.
If somebody tries to force someone into stuff, you're going to continue to see the children twerking. And all this other stuff is going to be sexual perversion because people are trying to be selfish. Honestly, a man can't handle a whole bunch of women because of his anatomy. You know, so it's foolishness, the lack of nutrition and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't want that to happen to you, then why would you do it to someone else?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't share her, but you going to make her share you?
Right.
It's selfish. It's foolishness. It's not going to work.
Now, wait a minute now. We're talking about a man having more than one woman, right?
Mm-hmm. Multiple women.
Okay. So, and the reason I'm asking is because I'm looking at this equation, but we're going to address this here, but just hold on 1 second. I have another caller with his hand raised. Air code
111,
come on in.
Yeah, Brother
Tonga. Hey, man.
Yeah, how you doing? Dr. Aileen? Is Dr.
Yeah,
Aileen
here, brother?
Okay,
yeah,
okay, this is Brother Tyrone. I can't, you know, unveil 111. But anyway, I was preparing my thoughts, but I didn't think they'd be on so long. Quick question, Brother Dr. Aileen. You don't have to ask, you can take the fifth. A quick question, brother. Please help me. The first question is, was the woman here first or the man? You can take the fifth. You got to answer. I ain't here to start no trouble, brother. I'm Brother Tyrone. I want to settle this because I'm being bombarded with this.
Tyrone, right. You got to be careful. We got some women on here now.
That's why, I was trying to get in there before they came on the phone. I was trying to get in there.
Listening the whole time. We just didn't speak up yet, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because see, right now there's an issue going on with Dr. Yasser and her crew on the other end, and then I talked to the Israelites, and then I got a friend listen to Brother Tahuti and Dr. Ali Muhammad. I mean, my head is going. So I think, wait a minute, this the brother I haven't been in touch with. In a while since I ordered some stuff from about a few weeks, a month ago. But anyway, Dr. Aileen, can you please ask this question? Was the black woman here first or the man? Now, if you can find a man without no navel, I'll be honored. If you can find a man without no navel and no breasts, I'll be honored.
Okay.
Is Dr. Aileen there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Glad he asked you.
Yeah, well, let me say this. From my research and study over the last 25 years, I've gathered, you know, enough information that verifies for me that the woman was here first.
Okay.
All right.
Good answer.
Makes sense. Go ahead.
And scientifically, there's been new reports in which that have come out over the last 5 years in which that state that the woman was on the planet prior to the man over 150,000
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
So once I found that information and data, then also when you add in the fact of Hilton Otima's book called Secret of Regeneration, he makes mention of the fact of being the first, and actually that's how the concept of the
Immaculate
comes about.
Oh, I can't hear you, bro.
I said, and that's how the concept of the Immaculate Conception came about. Was from the fact that the woman was here first, and actually how the male species got here was by interaction between the solar phatic energy, which is the sun and its rays, and the vagina of the woman. And through that interaction is produced what we call the sun, S-O-N, but That was in relationship to the son, S-U-N. So when you read his information, he states that there was a thing called parthenogenesis. Parthenogenesis means that the woman was here first, and from the woman came forth, you know, later the man, you know, as a split, you know, entity, as we would think, you know, supposedly opposites, but yet actually complementary. And so, you know, that's from all the information that I've studied. And then, of course, you have other books from which that have came out recently. Matter of fact, this is even taught in colleges about parthenogenesis anyway. So, you know, science is now leaning towards more of that idea from their research than they are saying that, you know, Eve came from the rib of Adam. And you know what that really means, too, because the word rib, Adam, when you look up Adam, Adam just simply means blood or red. And Adam, you know, if you go to Genesis, the 5th chapter, it says male and female, he created them both and named them what? Adam. All right? So Eve was Adam, too. So we're talking about the woman made of atoms, not A-D-A-M, but A-T-O-M of atoms.
Okay.
And the atom is the carbon atom, which is the 6th element on the periodical chart. That's why it says that Adam made on the 6th day, you know. So when they're talking about these things, they're talking about it in allegorical form. The rib will also be tied to the Sumerian word of life, or T-I. I mean, there's so many ways to look at it, but it all comes back to the same factor that, you know, the man is the degenerative woman in the sense that the penis is elongated, clitoris. The ovaries, you know, the testes are fallen ovaries. The uterus is a, I guess you could say, insufficient uterus in a sense that is shrunk to the point to a man. He became totally sterile, you know, okay. Because he can't create life within his womb or form it, except in the fact of what we call sperm, in which that helps with the initiation factor of life itself. You know, but other than that, you know, actually molding and shaping, you know, for 9 months, you know, that's a whole different story, you know.
Okay, well, that's a good segue to my next question on top of that is that why is it that the man just dropped the seed off, but he automatically becomes superior over the woman, or the woman becomes submissive to him? Now, this woman doing 9 months of work.
Right.
You know what I mean? But why is the man is seen as, you know, the strength? What is the patriarch? And the woman is seen as a maker.
Right. Most of that came through man battle with women in the sense of the emotions versus the mental. You know, that's the way I see that. You know, that's the dichotomy in which that has occurred. So, once we understand, once the mental understand the emotions and the emotions understand the mental, which is nothing more than when you're looking at it from a chakra system, is, you know, you're just looking at, you know, the overtones of a particular chakra within the self, you know, which there's 7 overtones in, you know, 1 chakra. So that's the way you would look at it, like I guess you could say like a circle on top of a circle, you know, or in an elliptical pattern, in a sense, you know, not necessarily one above the other, but interacting and connected.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a couple more. I'm going to sit back and wait for my next turn.
Okay. Well, I got a question. What are we supposed to do when they start us up?
You said, what are we doing? What? Well, now, what?
You walk away if you want
to. Oh, Lord. Well, wait a minute. Now you're saying, Dr. Darlene, now you're saying that they came first. So they came first, then that seemed to lend like they're supposed to be in charge. And you say that.
Yeah, well, I asked you.
Well, obviously the woman for generations have actually turned power over to us as her sons because she loves us so much that she actually will put us in rulership in the fact of being a protector and a provider, you know, looking for security.
Well,
we're part of
women
in
actually out of there. They in charge. Is what you're saying?
But didn't they choose us to fight for them?
Well, hey, I mean, who else would they choose, right?
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. I'm finna go lock my door, kids. When I'm coming here. I'm in charge
can I say something here?
Sure.
Well, we said, but you can. Go ahead.
No, I think I'm in agreement with Dr. Bay, but in ancient Kemet, a lot of those societies were ran by women. I think it's just Western philosophy that has made us change to think that it's become a patriarchal society. I don't have a problem with my husband being the patriarch of the house or the leader in the home. You just have to have balance. And I think that, and this is just my humble opinion, I think society has made us enemies towards each other. And Darnell Rieker speaks of it all the time, how, you know, we get, women get, you know, Section 8 and welfare, and they've actually taken the ability of a man away from them providing for the home. But let's not let these guys off the hook. Some of them don't even want to do it. And they're walking around as if they have no responsibilities at all. And they need to stand up and be men and raise their children and protect their homes. And, you know, Brother Rico, he gets so fired up because he always says, our families won't be anything without the women. And I agree with that. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. But we can't do it all by ourselves. We need a man to encourage us and support us. And be there and say, honey, we're gonna get through this together. We're gonna stand strong. Yeah, I got your back. And so often, you know, we have these sisters. I don't need no man. I'm like, man, get away from me, because I don't want to hear that. We do, and we bought into this philosophy of European society and these Caucasians that we don't. And it's unfortunate, because I see more sisters with these little scraggly looking white men, and I'm like, well, dang, what the heck? You picked him up out of the sewer? Where'd you get him from? My goodness.
Damn.
I mean, they take him. Okay, so here's the commercial that blew my mind, and this is what you're talking about, Tarka, when we sit here and watch this dummy box. So Swiffer Jet has a commercial where they have a Caucasian man and a black woman. He looks like he is a homeless man. He has one and a half arms, right? And he says, well, I used to be able to help, but I can't do it with one arm. And he said, oh, I can use this to get the ceiling fan. He said, wow. He said, I can clean with this better than her with one arm. This is what he says about the sister. I can clean better than her with one arm than she can with two. Then he takes the duster and says, oh, wow, this is like a dirt magnet like my children. The subliminal messages that they put in these commercials, in these television shows, is unreal. And we sit there and we wonder why our young men have skirts on and eyelashes and, you know, sisters are grabbing up the dirty white boys, and brothers are taking the fat, sloppy white girls. But here, you know, we wonder why, but it's being fed to us constantly. So our men have to step up to the plate as well, but sisters have to do their job. But we need our brothers to support us. And so until we get that, we're going to see this destruction for a very long time.
Well, I agree. Sister, hold on a minute. Let me get in this other caller. Area code 612. Come on in.
Hey, how's everybody doing? It's International Booby. Speaking on the youth.
Let me have it, bro. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I put some vibration out there in the airwave to make sure that we focused on the youth. I looked on through Blog Talk, and I see restoring the so-called black family. So, you know, I always go back, but I say the youth is the key. Like she was saying, you know, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And that can be us as men and women. And, you know, I'm from the generation X. I'm in my 40s, so. And we, and I'm going to speak for my generation, we have dropped the ball teaching the youth. And it's not too late when my vibrations run out there. It's not too late for us to come together economically to provide better opportunity for the youth tomorrow. You know, I want to let everybody know that, you know, it's time to stop working for the man and not stop sign. Not saying quit your job or nothing. I'm not trying to say all that. I'm saying trying to get something on the side with your friend or a couple of five people, alternate and get a business going on and get it in. We've been falling off since the 50s and 40s. We had our own.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I mean, I look at some of the history.
Run that by me again about the business. You said go
and
get who now or what?
Yeah. Get five of your homies, five of your homegirls, and try to work a business. You know, save your money because we are the number one consumer, number one. So our excuse of us not having them. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we hear you.
We are the number one consumers of the world, Greg, of the world. So therefore, us not having the money is no excuse to not do business together. Five of our friends and stuff, you know, concentrate on not spending, put that money into a business, put your mind together, a meeting, nonprofit, whatever you want to call it, some type of organization, and get it in for the youth. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, Mother, we certainly appreciate you dropping that information, and we thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I appreciate the venue to throw my vibrations out there. Hope that it catches the youth and the older people, and we can start a community from the square up and keep it prospering. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Okay, now, sister, let's go back to first part, because y'all was saying before we got over to this other part about the man having more than one woman. So my question to you is this, and the reason I'm saying this is because I've always seen a bee go from flower to flower, but I've never seen a flower go from bee to bee. But in the Old Testament, we have the brothers all back down to all of them, Jacob, Esau, King, David, Solomon. They all had more than one wife, and it seems to me that if it was something wrong with it, God should have rushed in and said, well, wait a minute, you something wrong, y'all can't have but one. So help me out with that.
Well, we're not living in the Old Testament times, and our brothers have been, and the sisters, they have been mentally and physically raped, beaten, and chained, and they haven't dealt with that trauma. And the trauma has gone on generation after generation after generation. And I'm not saying there's no way. It would be hard to find one man that could take care of five or six wives healthy, in a healthy way. I've seen it flash on a show where the brother is a black man. He got about 8-9 of them. And a couple of them are lesbians. They take turns with each other. So where's the health in all that? Where's the mental health in all of that? I don't know if everybody can be mentally healthy and participating in something like that. I think that in this day and time, you know, it would be someone would be taken advantage of. And if there are multiple women, it would probably be the women. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Now, is the other sister still on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, what's your take on this little thing?
I haven't added on because the goddess, she summed it up perfectly. You know, even when you look into the planetary alignments, you got multiple male planets, and it's only like 2-3 female planets. So, I mean, even when you're looking out as above, so below, you know, it's just not, it's not mathematically correct to me, you know. So, you got any particular questions?
This is what I'm sensing in the air, is that a man should not have more than one woman. Is that?
I'm sensing in the air that a woman should not have more than one man.
Say it
because
again.
If it's an imbalance, sometimes it's easier to see it when it's from your perspective. Would you be okay if your woman had multiple men? Because a lot of work can get done with a lot of men in the house.
Well, to me personally, I'm a different kind of animal because I don't, you know, number one, I was trained by men, so my thinking is a little bit different when it comes to, because I've had sisters. In fact, I had a woman the other day I met, and she said that she needed a job. And I said, well, I need a sister to do some work on the computer for me. And I gave her my number, and I said, give me a call. And she says, well, I don't live too far from you. I said, well, come on around here, and I'll show you exactly what I need you to do. And then we can discuss it and get all the details ironed out. However, I waited, and 2 hours went by. And finally I called the sister, and she told me that, I'm sorry that I didn't call you like I said I was going to do. I'm doing somebody's hair. But can we do this tomorrow? I said, no. No, we can't do this tomorrow. I said, I tell you what, let me get back with you later on down the road. She said, okay. I said, all right. And so that was the end of that. And so I went in search of another woman to get the job done. So me personally, I don't, you know, it's like a zero thing with me. You know, that's just where I am, you know. But I don't, I'm trying to figure out about the man having more than one woman, because it's all through the Old Testament, but the sisters say, well, we are not in the Old Testament. I'm trying to figure out when did the law come out, or where is this particular law where a man is supposed to have just one? I remember when they had more than one, but when did the law come out about them just having one?
Well, let me make sure I know where your basis is coming from. Do you worship Jesus, Brother Tahaka?
Do I worship Jesus? No.
Yeah, because you just gave me a Bible reference.
Well, the reason why I did that is because I know that most of us as people of African descent are familiar with that, so I use that. But I can't see
but
how
you don't
I can worship with Jesus.
You don't
when they had to be slain in the 16th century. He's supposed to live in the first. So that's totally out of the question. But what was you saying?
Okay, so that's totally out of the question, but you used it in your question. All I'm saying is...
All right, well, I tell you what, so we won't get hung up on that. Let's just throw the Bible to the side. Let's just put that all the way out the side. Forget about it.
Throw your reference
to the
side. Let's
talk
to the
man having more than one woman. And the reason
and I asked you, can a woman have more than one man in your type?
Of course you can, but I know for a fact that a woman can't do what a man can do. A man can have three women,
three sets of friends associated with that woman, with that woman. He can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner in three different places. A woman cannot do that.
That's not true.
I was going to say, why not, Brother Taharka? Why can't she?
She can't cook dinner in three different places and deal with three sets of children in three different places and three husbands in three different places. Number one, a man is not going to go for it. And number two, she's not physically equipped for that. Hold on, sister. Dr. Leem.
Hold on,
Dr. Leem, are you still with us? Let me make sure that my guest is still online.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm here.
Are you still with me, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on a second. You here? Are you here, brother?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. I'm out here about 50 feet of water. Could you help grab me?
No, you better start swinging them arms and swimming.
You're the one that's going to be able to maintain these women. You're going to have to start swimming. I was sitting down.
What you think about this, Mother Lee? Or do you want to touch this with a 10-foot pole?
Once again, from my study and research.
Oh, God.
Y'all going to need multiple.
Hold on, let me open up these lines. Hold on a minute, let me open these lines. 954, come on in. 954. Are you with us?
Greetings, brother. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. I'll show you, Reverend. Do you have a light right up with you?
No, brother. Well, I do have an experience.
Okay.
You know, dealing with these women, and I think this is a very interesting conversation. The experience I have is I have some sisters who were seeking knowledge. You know, some of these sisters was on the other side. But they were interested in knowing themselves. And when I say on the other side, I mean like they was messing with other women.
Yeah.
And once these sisters started seeking themselves, I started sharing certain information with them that I had. These sisters became, like, very attached. And I didn't quite know how to proceed with the sisters to the point where they would stop dealing with each other. But the sisters would not go around any other males but me. So I guess my question would be, how do you build a proper multiple relationship with multiple mates, especially if dealing with sisters coming from the other side, dealing with other sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sound like
conversion.
Say
that again.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Now, would you, ladies, could you put your guns down for a minute? Dr. Leem, are you with us?
All right, I'm here.
Okay, did you hear the brother's question?
So how can you the one want to do this? Why you don't know?
Hold on.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to get some input from a guest. But now, first of all, let me put it to you this way. Now, this is the way I have to look at it because I don't have any choice. Today, inside the United States, we have an attack against a member of our family. And anytime you have an attack against one of the members of your family, the entire family have to come to the rescue in order to save that member. The so-called black man in America, he's under attack. He's filling the prisons.
Mm-hmm.
They're locking him up, shooting him in the streets. They're doing all kind of stuff to him. And then they're taking his woman and standing in between him and her and providing her with everything and keeping her separated away from him. So we have an attack against the family unit. And so polygamy has always been used in the past as a means of healing a nation until they got up on their feet. We are under the impression that it has everything to do with the sexual gratification and all that, but polygamy has been a tool that has been used for restructuring. If a man has seven wives, and those seven wives bear him seven sons apiece, and those seven sons have seven wives apiece that bear them seven sons apiece, then we have a nation. Now we can get on with living. But what has happened is Europeans understand that. So the first attack was in the ancient records. We got to lead, we got to take the woman out of the equation. We got to lead him to believe that it is wrong for him to have more than one woman. He outproduces us. They have more children faster than us. And by 1977, their population was at zero growth compared to the people of color on Earth. So there's a massive assault. When he traveled around the world and he looked at all the nations, and none of these nations looked like him, he knew that if he didn't do something, he would be extinct. So therefore, he attacks people of color around the world. Everywhere he's ever gone on Earth, he kills somebody. He don't get along with nobody on Earth. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with racism. I'm just telling you the truth. So when it comes to polygamy, we have to look at polygamy in a bigger sense than sexual gratification. And if you check the history of it, not among the heathen, but among our people of color, you will see that it has always been used as a tool for the rebuilding of a nation so that we can get on with building the nation and growing. We're under attack in America. Like you never, if we get the statistics, we got prisons, and the prisons are arguing with the cities and judges and police and telling them we need more people. You got to get these people in here. And so they're shooting you down in the street. They throw you in jail for nothing. I don't care what you done, you going to prison. You can shoot in the air to stop somebody from beating you when you broke the law. We giving you life in prison. But the Caucasian man, he shoot you down in the street. Well, we got to have a meeting. We got to go to court. We got to have a hearing. We need a jury. We need to do all of these things. You see, there is a law against shooting deer and animals out of season. If you break the laws, you go to jail. But there has never been a law prohibiting you from killing the black man. He's in season all year round every year.
Brother Tahaka, I wish I had an applause button because that sounds beautiful, but I still feel like Elder is outdated. But I can go back with you because before polygamy was polyandry, but nobody wants to talk about that balancing aspect. So you have these seven wives and this brother. He's going to be too tired to go and kill whoever shot Trayvon. So that's what's going on right now. The men aren't even men enough to go to stay up all night and burn the midnight oil. But instead they going home and going to sleep. And you telling me that I am one third of you? No, you said one seventh of you. We have got to pull it in, because that right there, that old outdated perspective is not going to work. It's going to have the women eating on each other.
Yeah.
It's going to have the brother wondering how he can get to be the dildo in replacement of it.
Yeah.
So if we continue to pervert it, it's going to get perverted. It's going to get worse. I say instead of following the dog that pisses on every bush, that we need to follow the whales and the dolphins, the Syrian beings that have incarnated into the water, and they keep one mate one whole life long. Adoption.
Are you trying to tell me it's more women than men, though, sister? Brother Tahaka, I was trying to hold my tongue, but I have to give this point. I ain't got but two more. Adoption.
I know a whole bunch. Matter of fact, Eileen was adopted. If that's what we really want to do is build a nation, I'm seeing all these people with all these wives, but they taking 2 and 3 months to get these packages out. Y'all building a nation? Y'all got all these hands in the house, then why I ain't got my stuff? Why you ain't answering the phone when I call? So I'm confused, and I don't want to be. And I know that what we've been trying to do, because we've been trying to do this for a while, ain't been working. We need a new song. Because this one is
old and tired. Well, let me ask you something. Are you married?
Very happily, yes.
Okay. And so if your husband came home and announced to you that he needed to do something different and he needed to know how you feel about it, about him taking on an extra wife to help out with the nation, how you... What would you say?
What would be her help? I mean, you have to help me with that, because what is she going to do? Because if we just keep on saying help out with the nation and we don't never delegate nothing, because I'm going to say the same thing to him. While I'm waiting on Tuesday and Friday, I'm going to be with – we're not going to play those games. We're not, because I'm not one of those trifling, sorry women. So I don't get treated like one. I grew up with a father and a mother. They still together, and they still live in the same bedroom. Yes. So I didn't have nothing that's broken that I got to be putting up with anything in order to be happy. Now, how about you, Brother Parker? You haven't answered any of my questions. You said you would be okay with the multiple men. And then you also asked how many questions. So maybe that's what we need to discuss. Because right now I'm hearing about everybody being intimate with everybody. And my thing is, where is it going to stop? Is it going to stop with the children? Because you also have you also have people out there talking about, well, golly, if I can be with multiple women, then and I can be with multiple men, then why don't we have why don't we be with the children?
And, if, and they're
then
doing
how about
that too.
We going to do that too.
Well,
where is
let me
gonna,
answer you.
Where's the morals and the values gonna the bar gonna be raised? When?
Let me answer you. Now, I'm a single man, and I don't think like a lot of men, because I've had women contact me and they have said different things, and they get gotten mad, and they have hung up on me, and they have went out and dated other men or whatever. I have work to do. You know, it just roll off my back like water off the back of a duck. I don't. I guess I'm kind of strange. You know, I can only tell you from my perspective that it has never bothered me. I don't. If she tell me, well, look, you're not doing this and you ain't doing this here, I'm going to get me another man and do this. And I'm like, okay, so, well, holler at me. I'll lay down the road.
It sounds like you haven't found somebody to help you build then. And that's fine, because some people also came here to be single. So, you know, that's fine.
I didn't know that. So you're saying that certain people are born in this life to be single?
As a matter of fact, I remember doing a birth chart because one of my sisters, she would have multiple children with different men, but never keep the man, and it bothered her. But when we looked at her birth chart, she was supposed to be the woman who would give intimacy to the men who needed it. Mm-hmm. You know, and not, and she was also supposed to be alone this lifetime.
Well, I come from a house of men, and all of my uncles, all of them were bachelors, and all of them were single. And so all of us.
That's what you know. Then.
I don't have the same type of, because I talk to men, and I have men have come to me crying about how much they love their woman and their woman doing this, that, and the other. And I don't understand nothing like that. And then I've had men sit down and tell me that they the man of the house. But when I go to their house, I find out that ain't true. And then I've seen so much and witnessed so much. But to me, none of that bothers me. I mean, a sister, if she tells me, well, look, I got another man. I said, okay, sister. I'll see you later. And I'll keep on going. But it doesn't bother me because I'm busy doing what I have to do vaginally. I don't have time for foolishness. You hang up on me. If I'm talking to you, you hang up on me. Okay, I'll wait till you call me back 3 years from now. I will. But it's no problem. You understand? I'm sorry.
Well, polygamy,
I just
will polygamy
not allow any kind of foolishness.
But here's the thing with relationships. Not one relationship is perfect. And when you get with a brother or sister, you're going to go through some ups and downs. So if you, are non, what's the word I'm looking for? If it's nonchalant about a relationship, if you find someone, Brother Taharka, and she may do something you don't like, and you may need to pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, I know we disagree, but let's move forward. And instead you say, well, all right, sister, see you later. You're going to be single for a very long time.
But I mean,
and that's the unfortunate
let me put it to you. Okay, now this is an incident that happened to me when I think I was 17. I had a girlfriend. And her and I were together. I went out and I bought a motorcycle. I taught her how to ride it. And we was like, what do you call him? Jesse James and Calamity Jane, me and her. And but her and I had fun in that. And I had bought a car, and the car broke down, so I took it back to the dealership and gave it back to the dealership. She met another guy. This guy went to the car lot and bought the same car that I turned in and got her and put her in the car and rolled past me right down the road. I waved at him and kept on stepping. But it didn't affect me. It didn't bother me. It wasn't a bother to me. And then I remember one day I came up to the store, and him and Rob coming out the store, and one of the guys on the side said, "Hey man, what is this? What done happened? How did a man get your woman like that?" And the dude said, "Hey man, watch your mouth. Leave that man alone." And I looked around. I went on about my business. But it didn't bother me. So I've seen a lot of things with a lot of men and women, but it bothered me. Hello.
I'm still here. I'm just saying I guess everybody's different. But I had a point, and I don't want to kind of dwell on this too much longer, but we have to, during slavery, black men were used as breeding machines. They went from, the master made them go from woman to woman to woman. And one of the precursors for freedom for a black woman was to be able to bear 22 to 24 kids. And if she could do that for her slave master, she might be able to be freed. And so we have to look at things from a historical point of view and see the result of that. I'll say it again, we have not dealt with that trauma. We have not dealt with the trauma of being raped. Dr. Joy LeGrand talked about how during slavery, you know, a mother would teach her daughter at age 8, well, when the master comes to rape you, this is what you do. You don't resist. You don't do this. You do what he wants you to do, and it's over quickly. 8, 9 years old, and we're talking about having multiple men? You got to be kidding me. We have to deal with those traumas, and if we think that they're gone and not being passed on generation to generation, look at us now. I work in the school system. Them girls come to school, and them boys talk to them like they are dirt, and they accept it. They accept it. There are more gay girls in the school that I work at than straight. And the brother that's, you know, considering having a relationship with multiple women that came from the other side, we got to look in the mirror. Why would you
want to
do something like that?
A lot of them are lost in the sauce. They really don't know who they
are. They are very much lost.
And what they're here
for. They're very much lost. And if you put yourself in the middle of that, you gotta ask the question, why am I doing it? I mean, I'm just being honest with you because I see it here too. There are a whole bunch of so-called conscious lesbian sisters, and they go from sister to sister, and then when that conscious brother comes into the community, they jump on him. Boom, boom, boom.
Yes,
I am.
What do you think about this thing, man?
I agree with your hypothesis as far as, you know, like what you were saying. In times, you know, the reason why polygamy existed was because the man was able to impregnate multiple women and to increase population. Their plan is to depopulate. So I understand exactly what you're saying, that it becomes a necessity based on, you know, the re-enslavement, which is, the imprisonment, you know, and then based on the ratios, that demographic, you know, like what we're talking about, that makes sense. In this, you know, we're going to combat them, we will have to put together another offense, defense, I should say, you know, against that, you know, and, you know, that's the way I see that, like you, dear brothers, in that regard. It can be used in order to bring more people in order to combat what they're trying to do, you know.
So they can be shot down in the street.
Well, no, we're trying to, we're trying to change that. And I keep preaching the same gospel over and over again. You got to eliminate fear, replace that with skill. And I teach my sons, and I do the same thing that my grandfather did. He stole my grandmama when she was 11 years old. He taught her how to shoot. He taught her how to fight. He taught her how to grow her own food, how to skin a deer, how to skin a rabbit, how to skin a coon, or any other animal come out of there. She was a very, very skillful woman. Now, the women that I have dated, all of these women got guns, and all of them know how to shoot, because I taught them. I taught them how to cook, taught them how to fish, taught them everything. And every time I get one, I do the same thing. It's just that I think you were right about certain people being born a certain kind of way. Now, I was born in the month of July, in 1953, which was the year of the snake, the element of water, the water snake, water moccasin. So those elements and years and times and dates does have a bearing on your nature and how you do things. And what I do is anybody that I come in contact with, if we're going to be spending any time together, I want to know how old you are. I want to know who you are. And I want to look at the numbers so I know what I got to work with, because I have the books on that, and I can know how to deal with you. But regardless of what happened, I'm going to make sure that if you're with me for any of the time, you're going to know how to ride, you're going to know how to shoot, you're going to know how to hunt, you're going to know how to do it all. Because that's what I do. So I feel like if we can survive if we replace fear with skill. Women are emotional. So now you're going to have to deal with them and guns from a whole different perspective. And I've had a hard time because I had one sister. I taught her how to shoot. Then she gave me a call and told me that this dog came up in the yard. And she had to shoot him. I said, why you shot the dog? Because I told him to move, and he didn't move right away. So I shot him. I said, wait. I said, I'm coming over there in 5 minutes. I said, he put the gun down in 5 minutes. And I had to sit down and reprogram her. Somebody shooting. You can't just be shooting. Don't shoot nothing at the elite. Unless it's somebody trying to hurt you or really do something to you. But anyway, that's my take on that. As far as the polygamy is concerned, I look at that nationally. I can't look at that as a man having several women for sexual gratification. And you're bringing children in the world that you are not taking care of, you're not spending any time with them, you're not supporting them financially, and you're not teaching them anything. And if a man got a woman, he's going to teach her. And if she's not malleable and she can't be taught, she's got a problem. He's got a problem. Now listen,
do you have any children, Brother Tahaka?
Yeah, I have children. My son, he come around here in the gym, and he work out with me. Yeah, he's in his 40s, and I have a daughter. They all in.
What is he doing to build the nation?
Right now he's being taught, and it seems like it's taking forever because he has his own agenda and his own thinking. He's born in the month of Sagittarius and in the year of the dog, so he's domestic. He's got 5 children, and he loves his children. And I'll be trying to, when we get out there in the woods and with the guns, I'll be watching him, and he fires guns, and he's looking kind of shaky to me. So I got to keep him out there until he gets confident with killing. I know that sounds kind of rough. But and I ain't talking about murder. I'm talking about skill. So as far as the nation is concerned, he's coming along. I'm teaching him, but in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, it's going in one ear and it's coming out of the other. So we got to put a stopper in there some kind of way so he'll clearly understand what I'm trying to tell him, because we just had a meeting the other day. And then after the meeting, we were talking about independence and business. But I turned around and got online. I seen him online having a conversation about welfare programs. And I said, I need to go around there right now and get him back outside. And we sit outside and sit on the side of the curb and have this meeting again.
Brother Tahaka, I think we need to put on the back burner having more children. I think we need to build with the children that are here.
That's exactly what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. I'm doing the same thing. I've covered one part of my community, and I got with some young men around the corner. I opened up the gym, and I work out. I see them coming back, and what they'll start doing now is walking around the other way. So I go up to the corner so they can walk by me and I can point toward the gym, and they don't want to go in there. One little boy told me, you got too much steel in there. I said, all we need is some butt. Yoin, come on. So I'm working with them, but it's a task. I got to go around the other side now and see what young men around there. And I've been working on this hill project for a long time. I was in an apartment complex, and it was a whole pile of them downstairs selling weed. And anytime I want the weed selling to stop, all I had to do is start bringing gym equipment out and putting it on the front porch. And they said, oh, my goodness, here come Mr. O. Y'all spread out. And they were going to get you up there popping that ass. But anyway, when I wanted them out there, all I had to do was bring my grill out and start cooking. And they all come out looking up like hungry birds. And I said, look, you can't watch that road and look up here at the same time. I said, I'm going to give you some. I said, but tend to your business. Yes, sir. I said, okay. So I put the grill up and bring the gym equipment out. They like roaches. They scatter. But you have to work with them. You're absolutely right, sister. We're going to have to work with what we already got. And as new ones come in, we're going to have to work with them, too.
So they also need to know how the nation builds. You know,
well,
they need to know that. So definitely knowing how to sight recognize herbs and different things like that.
That's
knowing how to deal
true.
With,
that's,
I think, monogamous relationships. That's what they need to be learning.
Well, yes, I agree. Because you got to have somewhere to practice. You got to, you know, in order for you to have some skill, you're going to have to actually do it. You're going to have to get out there on the pavement and do it. And if you got a woman, then you need to learn how to deal with her so that you can be happy and so that you can prosper. But you cannot do it. I can only speak from a man's perspective. In order for you to do that, you're going to have knowledge of yourself. You got to have something to bring to the table. What are you going to teach her? What is she going to learn from you? You know, how are you going to mold and shape each other? What are you going to learn from her? And so it works both ways, but both people are going to be have to be equipped. And if one is equipped and the other is not, then the one who is equipped, he's going to have to make sure that she's equipped too. The United States does not have any respect for people of African descent or anybody on this earth that doesn't have a nation, have a government. You got to have your own government. And you got to start right there in your own house governing and practicing the government. And so your name is important. Respect for you and your woman is important. So we got to have all these things. All this is important. Got another question? Does anybody else have another question?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, that's about it. And I tell you now,
with the perverted energy, because a lot of times the one yin wanting yin and yang wanting yang, which is imbalance, is because the energy is going the wrong way through the body. A lot of times you get chills up your spine, which is how the energy is supposed to be going. But most people are getting chills down their spine, which is perverting the energy. And a lot of times the mother will rub the baby's back going down. So we also want to encourage the mothers to rub the energy going up. And then also not taking this soybean, because the soybean has too much estrogen in it. So you'll have a little boy that is feeling like a woman, you know, so the estrogen. And then also, too, we need to be discussing if we're going to be nation building, and we need to probably be doing some drop squad stuff on these brothers that are being intimate with these girls at a young age and even boys. You know, so those are the problems that are causing this savage energy, I think.
Well, there's a lot of factors, in my opinion. The movement of the planets, lack of knowledge. We are not putting proper nutrition in the body. So we got all kind of stuff going on. We don't know that cooked food is dead food. We don't know that we are electric people, and electric people has to eat electric food. We're not grounded. We're walking on pavement, sidewalk, asphalt, the food is designed for the ground, and there's a ton of things that we're missing. I juice raw fruits and vegetables every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. If I don't put it in the NutriBullet, I put it in the juice machine, and I drink it down. Now, once I do that, I've done the right thing. Now I can afford it. If I want to eat a piece of chicken or if I want to eat a steak or whatever, I can do that. But I juice every day. So I teach the brothers how to have strength. We got the wrong conception in our mind. Most of us say, well, look, I'm going to start going to the gym and work out so I can get strong. You don't get no strength in there. That don't do nothing but form what you got. You get your strength in the kitchen. That's where your strength comes from what you put inside your mouth. We're people of African descent have high concentrations of carbon. Carbon connected to a copper, and if it's rubbing against one another, just like a generator in your car, you have these copper spinning against the carbon brushes generating electricity. When you cook something and reach 180 degrees Fahrenheit, all the nutrition and vitamins is dead. Dead food, dead body. The body starts dying. Your looks start sagging. Your face starts sagging. Your skin texture look bad. Hair look bad. Everything starts dying. But when you turn it around and you start putting live food inside the body, electric food, fresh fruit, vegetables, nuts, berries, legumes, raw, that's live food. Live food, live body. Slow down the aging process, then send it in the reverse. Now you got shrimp, raw spinach, raw parsley, the two number one, one and two most powerful vegetation on the planet. And you get your chives, Brussels sprouts, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, pears, bananas, whatever, and turn it into a liquid and drink it. Then you can afford to do something else. You might want a shot of liquor, but make sure you do the right thing first. So all of these things have to be taught to the youth, the girls.
Absolutely.
And the boys.
But let's not forget that
hot flags and all that. You get rid of all of that.
Let's not forget that
the Europeans are sending subliminal messages about that yang and yang and yin and yin. I mean, they feed it to us every day that it's the norm, and our kids are so fixated on it that they think it is the norm. So. That comes into play as well with the things that you all mentioned, the soybean and the tofu and the health and all of that. But they're feeding our kids. They're going straight to our kids with this homosexuality stuff, and they think it's normal. I mean, men with eyelashes and high heels and skirts, what the heck? So
there's a big mess. I had one boy. I used to be sitting out in front yard. Right? This boy come by with a hand paint, pants hanging down, so, and I just couldn't take it no more. I went out there and just grabbed him. And he said, well, man, why you grab me like that? And the boy, pull up your pants. Why you grab me, man? Well, why you grab me? I said, pull your pants up. And then he squared off like he was going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the people mm-hmm. come to the street, run out there, oh, boy, don't you do that. Don't do that.
Well, that's what it's going to take, Brother Tahaka. We see you doing your part. You know, also with nation building, too, is having our own foods, growing our own foods. If we want to eat chicken and beef, then moving towards raising them.
Right.
You know, being in Florida and stuff like that, it's beautiful to grow the bananas and the sunflower seeds that we're talking about. And it's not difficult. And the children in the community will help, and then they'll see this. Brother Tahaka ain't sitting up here. Whatever they see, they're going to do. You know,
yeah.
So That's why it's so important. If we truly are nation building, then we need to be having goals and be getting further along, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't think that just because a sister is helping me wash my dishes, she need to be in my bed neither. So in the nation building.
I understand. Well, Dr. Darlene, what do you think, Dr. Darlene?
He agrees with you. He also agrees that, you know, if you have a multiple man, then you can also, if you have multiple women, then you can have multiple men. So he deals with equality, the Tahaka, just like
okay.
you.
Wait a minute. What's your name?
Tadira.
Did you? I didn't know that was you. I didn't know I've been talking to you all this time. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did.
I said, wait a minute. Let me ask her. She just sound familiar. Okay.
Every time I talk, people are like, where is Aleem at?
I didn't know I was talking to you. Okay.
But Brother Tom, just like the sister said earlier, she's okay with her husband being the head of household. I am too, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
why I'm a queen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I help add on, you know. But trying to force people into stuff, that's not going to work. And then the women also, what I've noticed, they very disrespectful and
mm-hmm.
rude. It's not
mm-hmm.
like I'm a European woman. I'm not no European woman. No, I'm not an Aries, and no, I don't have the universe in my mind like a file cabinet like Aleem does. But you better believe he got to the space he got because we've been together for 13 years. Because the women he was with before,
and he has that support. Right.
And see what
he
I'm
has
saying?
That support.
So you can
yep.
complicate things and tear things up too. If it ain't broke,
right.
don't fix it. Just relax.
Well,
that's
now,
the truth right
Lisa.
There.
But you, brother,
yes,
how can you
I don't want y'all to.
So
I don't want y'all to get it twisted. Now I'm just asking the questions earlier just to see what you would say about the sister with the other man and this kind of stuff here. We ain't starting all that kind of confusion. But anyway.
Well, I'm glad you know now what I say.
I didn't want you to say that, I'm just crazy.
Oh, no.
I'm
just saying. I find it disheartening here where I am and that brother that was on the phone talking about the sisters that were lesbians. These sisters are broken in spirit, and they bounce from side to side because they're broken and they won't deal with that brokenness. And I see it here. There's a group of sisters here that are so-called conscious, and they just, whoever fancies them for that month or that year, that's who they
right.
go to. And
right.
it's unfortunate because they're having children with the guys. And then they leave the guys and go with these women, and the kids are confused, and it's a lot, and they see no problems with that. And so when I try to have conversations with them about nation building, I can't because the spirit, their energy is coming out of their body, that nonsense is coming out of their body on every aspect. And then they want to hug and touch. Don't touch me. Do not transfer your energy to my body. How you doing is enough for me. We have to deal with that brokenness that has been passed on from generation to generation. Some of them sisters have been molested by their brothers, by their uncles, by whomever, and they don't want to deal with that stuff. And so they're open to anything.
God is a solution because that's very important to focus on. The solution is the breathing technique, the Tai Chi and Qigong, and the stimulation of the third eye and the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some really good solutions in order to help combat it.
Well, I me personally, I had to put the religion to the side, and because I guess I just old chip off the block, I guess. I just like my granddaddy.
Yeah.
He had
and there's nothing wrong with that.
And a 45 in his right. Well,
You are on your part of this nation.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, so many different ways to do it. Like 4 + 1 is 5, but 6 take away 1. So it's just so many different ways to do it. So, you know, just that's what we need to do, just add on. But we do need to be focusing on these children and trying to give them morals and values that are balanced. You have one vagina, one penis.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the bottom line. I've always, one time I got a group of boys, took them out in the field and hunting and stuff. But I had to fight their mama tooth and nail to get them out there. So all I had to do was mention in the woods and shooting. Oh, no. He ain't going out. I said, well, look, how you going to defend himself? I defend him. I said, well, wait a minute. Wait. Don't you think he need to grow up? And yeah, he going to grow up. But again, I don't want him nowhere near no good. I said, well, Lord, what about the murderers? Anyway, we're coming down to the close of the broadcast.
Well,
and,
let us be inspired by George Washington Carver. Remember, he would take the children and they would come to his school where he would show them the trees and the plants, where he would show them how to grow the plants and show them which woods would be strong enough to build a home with. And then they would also make their own bricks out of clay. A woman came down and was like, what, he cutting your grass? What, he cutting your trees? He going to get hurt. So this boy was sent to college so he could get a certificate. So the whole science is to go back to that. We need to be showing these children how to raise the plants, the fruits, the vegetables, and then also have them cut into wood and lumber so a house can be built. And then they can become thousandaires because they're selling houses for thousands of dollars.
Millions.
And the more you put in it, the more it adds on. So truly nation building, truly add on and becoming more distributors instead of consumers.
Well, I do the best I can, sister. I'm living in a dry district, but I take them out there where we're growing the food and stuff so they can actually see it. But anyway, we're coming down to the close, and I certainly appreciate you all being on here. And tell Dr. Alima, I thank him so much, and I had no idea that I was talking to you, Kadir. And, and I thank you for being on here. And I was asking myself, I said, well, who is this woman giving me all this trouble? And let me
see. Yes, I know. See, look at you.
Now I know.
No,
anyway.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, sister, I thank y'all for being here. I'm going to have to close out this broadcast, and I appreciate y'all here. Yeah? And until next time.
All right.
Y'all
take care.
All right.
Not keeping you in line. Good night.
Good night. Okay, Moses, we come to the close of the broadcast, and I hope we have put some information out there for you. And I certainly thank you all for being on this broadcast. I've been your host, Tahaka Montiel Bates.